name's Cody Adams. I'm from the Fayetteville FFA chapter. I'm in the Diversified Crop Production Entrepreneurship.
Well, first of all, Cody, let me congratulate you on being named a national finalist in your proficiency area.
Thank you.
What was it like being here in Indianapolis at this national FFA convention on stage as a finalist?
It's been exciting, but, you know, the nerves are kind of tingling, so.
What was the process once you got here to Indianapolis? You just didn't stand around or stay in the hotel room?
No, I've been pretty busy. You start off with an introduction of what's going on during the week, and then you go to dinner, and then you have your interview, which is very nerve-wracking. And then the next day, you find out how you did.
Well, let's take a moment and talk about your proficiency area and what it includes.
My proficiency area includes 4 to 8 acres of soybeans and 8 acres of corn. I grow them all year.
So is it something that you hope to continue in the future?
I do plan to continue with this.
What about some of the other activities back home in your FFA chapter? Are you involved in some other project areas or serve as an officer?
I am currently in college. I'm a freshman in college. I go to Brown Mackey.
And what do you hope to do down the road?
Further my education and help out on the farm.
Well, let me ask, what do you think being a national proficiency finalist will mean to your home chapter?
It just shows that that anyone can really be a national finalist if they just try and do their best.
What words of advice would you give those younger FFA members back home?
I tell them, you know, I start out with nothing and I've worked my way up to where I am now today.
Cody, congratulations again on being a national finalist and best of luck down the road.
Thank you.